one of the basic principles in understanding Chumash is that there is nothing unnecessary in the Chumash. There is nothing superfluous. Every word, every letter, every nuance that appears to us in the Chumash of Torah is the Chochmah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the Shmosah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's there for a reason. And based on this, it would seem an obvious corollary of this is that when the Torah elaborates upon something, it is for a purpose. And in fact, Chazal tell us this, back in Pashas Chayesara, that one of the things we learn from the fact that the Torah tells over the story about Eliezer and Rivka in such detail, and then repeats it a second time around in such intricate detail, is to emphasize just how important even the words of the servants of a Seder were. So clearly Chazal was sensitive to the fact that if something appears in such grandiose detail, there's a very, very real reason for it. And as such, we have to think of a sugya in Chumash, a sugya that appears in Chumash Chumash Torah that is given to us in such intricate nuances and detail, should be detail, pratim, more than anything else in the entire Chumash. I think it's hands down, it's the parasha of Mishkan. It's the sugya of Mishkan. The Mishkan takes up so many parashas, going all the way back to the middle of Sefer Shmos, back to Parshas Truma, back to Parshas Tetzaveh, and a little bit of Kisisa, and Vayachal Pekudei. The entire second half of Sefer Shmos is dedicated towards the Parshas of Mishkan. And then we took almost a little bit of a reprieve from Mishkan, because we learned Sefer Vayikra. We just finished Sefer Vayikra. Now, Sefer Vayikra is related to Mishkan, but it's not really Mishkan per se, because it's equally true for Mikdash. It's the guidelines, it is the set of rules that ultimately govern the Beis HaMikdash. So even though it's true that it was given to us at the time of the Mishkan, but it is equally true, all of the halachas, the kabbanas, the olos, the chatas, the shlam, etc., all play out equally well as true in the days of the Beis HaMikdash Yerushalayim as well. So Vayikra is not really a sefer of Mishkan, Vayikra is equally true a sefer of Beis HaMikdash. But when all of a sudden we come back to sefer Bamidbar, and we probably think that Mishkan is long over. Mishkan, that was 3 months ago. That was Sefer Shmos. Mishkan, let's move on. And wait a second. The Torah goes right back to where we left off. And Parshas Bamidbar talks a little bit about the counting, that's true. But then the counting becomes critical because of the impact that it has on the, you name it, you guessed it, Devaras HaMishkan. And all of a sudden, Devaras HaMishkan becomes front and center again. And the Torah goes into details, and more details, and more details. Just in case you missed the numbers the first time, the Torah repeats it a few times. This is how many Levim were here, and this is how many Levim surrounded the Mishkan here, and this is what they carried, this is what these guys carried, this carried. And then just in case you missed it again, the first half of Parshas Naso continues. And just in case you missed that also, even in the Parshas Baloscha, the Torah is talking about how the Mishkan travels. Seems to be such an emphasis on Mishkan. It seems to be almost out of proportion to the rest of the Torah, but not only out of proportion to the rest of the Torah, almost out of proportion to Jewish history. Because if you think about it, the Mishkan was a snip of Jewish history. The Mishkan was Hakol Mikol, Kol, 40 years. Now it's true that there were 369 years when the Mishkan was housed in Shiloh before the Beis HaMikdash was built, And again, those are sugyas in the end of Masechet Zvachim. It wasn't quite really a Mishkan anymore. It was more of a Mikdash, not really a Beis HaMikdash. It had many, many characteristics, almost similar to a Mikdash, to the Beis HaMikdash of Shalayim, than to the Mishkan per se. In terms of the Mishkan that we know, the Malachas of Mishkan, the model of the Lamatas Malachas, the Tzal of Aliyah, the world of the Mishkan of Kailah, the videos of Mishkan, Tachlis, 40 years. Not even really 40 years. It wasn't even built till the 70s. 39 years. How many years did the Mishkan function as a traveling Mishkan? Less than 40 years. I'll tell you a secret. Each one of the Batei Mikdash stood 10 times as long as that. By Shvisha was over 40 years. By Shein was more than 40 years. And maybe Batei Mikdash will be Lenetzach Hatzach forever and ever. So in terms of the window of Jewish history, it was not even one slide. It was nothing in the greater scheme of things. And yet, the Torah puts emphasis time and time again on the message of Mishkan. What is it about Mishkan, and what is it, almost the contrast between Mishkan and Mikdash, that makes the power, the message of Mishkan so powerful that the Torah gave so much significance to it. So I think the answer really lies in between the lines of Parshas of Bamidbar, and also a little bit into Balaoscha as well. The Mishkan, by its very definition, was temporary. The Mishkan was not the way things were supposed to be. The real plan, the real form of Eretz Hashem is supposed to be in a Beis HaMikdosh, it's supposed to be in Yerushalayim, it's supposed to be Nachala. That was the plan from day one. Yerushalayim was not an afterthought. Yerushalayim was the original plan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu already declared Yerushalayim, Mochel, Meshit, Chabot, Hashem, Mitzvah, Rekon, Yerushalayim, already from day one, from pre-day one, before the world was created. The Beis HaMikdosh, the Makom HaMikdosh, Kabbalah of HaMikdosh, of a binyan, lenetzach etzachim, a binyan adayad. That's the model. Mishkan is a reality. Mishkan is not the model. Mishkan is a reality that sometimes things in this world are not as permanent as we like them to be. Mishkan teaches us a very, very powerful lesson. And as the Torah describes in Parshas Bamidbar in great detail, Mishkan traveled. A Mishkan is portable. As important as the Beis HaMikdash is, and it's so important, and that's what's supposed to be, and that's the aim, and that's the chachila, but the Beis HaMikdash has a certain deficiency to it. You can't pick up the Beis HaMikdash and carry it with you. The Mishkan may not be a Mikdash, but it's movable. And I think perhaps that's the message that the Torah is trying to drive home to us. And it's a message that Klal Yisrael throughout our long history had to learn. Klal Yisrael have not been called the wandering people for nothing. Klal Yisrael have been a nation of wanderers. Klal Yisrael have been a nation on the move. Arami, Avi, Klal Yisrael, they've been going, Bayer Mitzrayma, Be'yotzeinu Hashem Mitzrayim, they went down to Mitzrayim, they left, came back to Eretz Yisrael, they were exiled, they went to Bavel, they came back, they were exiled, they ended up in Spain, they ended up in Germany, ended up in here, in Poland, ended up in Eretz Yisrael, in America. Klal Yisrael's on the move. That's who we are. That defines us. We're on the move. Is that what it's supposed to be? No. The goal is Matayva Lachem Yaakov Shach Yisrael. The goal is the Klal Yisrael is supposed to be Yesha Bodad and Yaakov. It's supposed to be in Eretz Yisrael. It's supposed to be Kayam. It's supposed to be a Beis HaMikdash. The real goal and the ultimate end of days is a Beis HaMikdash Yerushalayim. But the hardcore reality is that for the overwhelming majority of the time of Jewish history up to this point, it just wasn't that. And yes, it's true, there are about 800 plus years there was a Beis HaMikdash, but there's already been 2,000 years where there was no Beis HaMikdash. And if a person and a nation gets too locked up into the model of Mikdash, and they're only able to identify the Avodas Hashem with Mikdash, they're selling themselves short. Because when life sets in, and life is not always Mikdash, and they have to move, they don't have the kelim, they don't have the utensils, they don't have the ability, they don't have those strengths to be able to Avod Hashem, Asher Husham. And this is true not only on a national level, this is true on an individual level. We all find ourselves at different times in our lives where we're more Mishkan, more Mikdash. Many of us look back at some of those years we may have spent in Yeshiva, whether it's Israel, America, other places, and we were kind of rooted, we were anchored, we weren't going anywhere, we didn't have any other responsibilities, and we were sitting Torah, but it's Hashem, and everything was Kodesh, Kadoshim, Kshavim Kitikuna, the way it's supposed to be. And for most of us here today on this call, myself included, it's not quite that. And that's the reality. That's life. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu tells us that it's, in a certain sense, easier to build the Beis HaMikdash, but it's much, much harder to build the Mishkan. But you have to build the Mishkan. If you don't have the ability to build the Mishkan, if you don't have the ability to adapt your Avodas Hashem, so then you're in significantly worse position. And this is not only true in terms of Avodas Hashem, this is true in terms of life. And again, I'm not a therapist. My job is not to give out my thoughts about human emotions and psychological assessments. I'm not trained to do that, but we'll give it a shot. In terms of a person's own stresses, a person's own strains, very often, makes a person very stressed, very anxious, is when there's almost when there's a change in the dynamics of the routine, there's a change in the stationary position, when things are not the way, when the rigid definition of the way this is the way it's supposed to be, life has to be this. I have to get up in the morning and I have to drive, go to Davin, and I have to drive carpool, and I have to get to work, and I have to be in my business, and I have to be in my office, and I have to see my patients, and I have to see my clients, and I have to eat lunch, and I got to come home, and I got to go to night seder, and I got to get a Davin Meir, and I got to put my kids to sleep, not necessarily in that order, maybe your kids to sleep before and you go to Beis Medrash. But very, very often we write for ourselves a script that's very, very rigid, and it's wonderful as long as it's able to be performed. But the minute that something comes and bursts the bubble, so then the house comes falling down. And the big Smikdash that we built, and it's a noble base of Smikdash, and it's good. And if you notice all the things that I mentioned on that list, I didn't see anything negative. I didn't see anything detrimental. I was talking about Torah, and Avodas Hashem, and Davening, and Chesed, and spending time with our family, and getting a job, making a parnasa. Beautiful, wonderful, wholesome, Devarim Shel Mitzvah, Devarim Shel Kedusha, the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rigidity. Everything's got to be kacha in the box that I draw. It's mikdash. And every once in a while it works. But every once in a while it doesn't work. And if you're not able to make that shift from mikdash to mishkan, it causes a lot of stress and anxiety. So one of the lessons that perhaps we've all picked up of the last difficult challenges of the last 3 months is that notion that life is not as rigid as we thought. The boxes are not as clear as we thought. And our schedules and our plans and our expectations are not as exact as we always planned them to be. There are a lot of factors that enter into the equation. And it's an avoda. It's not an easy, it's an avoda, no pun intended, avoda kasha b'mikdash. But it's an avoda kasha b'mikdash within the mikdash into the mishkan. It's just listening to Rabbi Willing just a little while ago. He was sharing some words with the shul. It's not relevant now what the particular topic was. But I made note to someone who was listening with me. If you listen to what Rabbi Willing said, he said three words, I think 15 times. To be determined. TBD. They used to make a joke in YU that was the most popular Rebbe in Yeshiva, because they would always sign up to be in the year. Whoever didn't have a shiur placement would be in Rebbe. TBD. To be determined. Life is to be determined. There's so many things in life to be determined. So it doesn't mean that we shouldn't be building mishkans. It doesn't mean we shouldn't be looking forward to mikdashes. It doesn't mean that we shouldn't be looking forward and hoping for the day when we'll be back in those good routines, healthy routines, holy routines, in whatever shape or form they are. And that's the goal. That's the end game, so to speak. We have to realize that Kozman, we're still in the parasha of mishkan. We're not in the parasha of mikdash. We can't lose sight of the fact that a tremendous Avodas Hashem can take place in the Mishkan. And if the entire period of the Mishkan, they would have only been focusing on getting the Mikdash built, they would have lost out the tremendous Ashras Hashchina of the Mishkan itself. I don't think it's necessary to elaborate on the Mashal and the Nimshal. I think it's fairly obvious that Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the Siyata Dishmaya, that the time that we're still in that Mishkan mode, in whatever shape or form, and to be determined, whatever shape or form that means, but whatever we're in right now, let's make the best of right now. Make the best of that Hashem is going to be Shabbos soon, that Hashem is going to be Rosh Chodesh Sivan soon. Those are very, very special days. Yom HaMiyuchos, the Beis Sivan, and Shlosh Mehagvola, and Shavuos, and Vamat Tarasenu. We have an action-packed week of Avodas Hashem ahead of us. Don't take away, don't detract from the greatness of the days ahead just because of what's going to come afterwards. It'll come afterwards. We'll come afterwards. Kadosh Baruch Hu will guide us all on the right path, making the right decisions in all shapes or forms. But right now, the Avodah will tell us, Aleinu, that Shem will be Shabbos soon, will be Shchad Sivan soon, Shosh Be'Agbala soon, Shavuot soon. It's Hashem. Everything else in life will be determined. Let Kadosh Baruch Hu give us the bracha of right now. It's the Pasha Mishkan. So we ask a bracha of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Same with Moshe Benu. When they finished the Mishkan, he said, Yiratzon Shetishra Shechina B'Maisi Yadeichem. I wish everyone here a bracha. Yiratzon Shetishra Shechina B'Maisi Yadeichem. I wish everybody a good chance.